Tim, report to the board here at the annual convention. What was the hot spots for the year, and what are you looking at going ahead? Important election year, for one thing.
Mainly, we're focusing on the election. We've been very fortunate this year. We've had four candidates for the Commissioner of Agriculture come to the convention, visit with folks. We all like that. We are going to be interviewing around 25 legislative candidates today and tomorrow that are running for open seats. Tonight will be our big PAC fundraiser. We expect to go over $100,000 for our PAC from our members, and that's what keeps us relevant in the state.
How about some of the issues upcoming looking ahead?
Florida agriculture is a price taker, not a price maker. We don't get to set the price of the cows. The market does that for us. So when we have to spend money on sales taxes or other kind of taxes that other states don't have to, we have to eat that. People think that sales taxes are bad. Well, they're an impediment to production for us. So one of the issues we have is when we build fence, and it's, you know, it could be $5,000 a mile for a fence, we have to pay sales tax on that, and we can't get that money back. And so we're going to be actively pursuing that exemption next year.
I guess issues like that makes it worth some cattlemen to go across the border to Georgia, Alabama, for example, and buy it without the tax. It makes it very worthy, and Florida loses the income from it, huh?
That definitely happens, not only in the cattle business, but any other form of ag.